I can't believe I'm in Atlanta.
Whoa, you're in Atlanta. Wow.
Gone.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that I'm gone
now? Dude, that's crazy. You're not here. It's like, holy shit. Like, it's
so crazy.
It's almost like you're here, but you're not.
Yeah, it's like my presence is so strong.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's wild as shit. That's crazy. You know what we forgot to do? What
did we forget to do?
Hold on.
Oh, no.
No, I know what we forgot to do. I promise you it'll be great. For the sake of the podcast and my artistic expression, we're gonna have a beer.
Oh my God.
Woo! Yeah,
beautiful.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Last time.
Because this is actually the last one before we leave.
I know. So this is like...
We lied in the last episode.
Yeah, we lied. So this is the last episode.
Conspiracy. We're not... I'm not actually leaving at all. We just did a whole episode.
She actually moved down the street from me. She's actually really close. yeah. So this is our last whole beer before Catherine leaves. Mm-hmm. Because I still have 5 more beers from like the summer.
Jesus.
That have yet to be drank.
That one thing that I wasn't able to come to.
Yeah. Yeah, that one thing.
I'm still sad I didn't get to come.
So, quick updates of the 2000s. Lindsay Lohan's classic song Rumors, as you know, opened the Balmain Spring 2020 fashion show. The soundtrack for the show was very 2000s, so they had a lot of Britney, a lot of NSYNC. And I'm certain the Balmain brand are fans of the show because no other reason why they would pull 2000s music for their 2020 fashion
Obviously
show.
Obviously, we inspired
them. They're big
them.
Fashion shows. So Catherine and I were invited to the 2020 fall fashion show, but we couldn't go due to prior engagements.
Yeah.
Because we were getting drunk as shit on the weekend. So we were
we were busy, like, oh,
too
man.
Busy.
Yes.
We could have sat with like ASAP Rocky.
Thanks for the invite, but like, I mean, you know, we're busy. We're very busy,
yes.
Important.
So, we love Balmain. Balmain loves us. But we do promise next year when we go, Catherine and I will be going full Justin and Brittany in all denim.
Oh, absolutely.
All
There's
denim.
No other way to go.
All denim. My underwear, Levi's. It'll be full on Levi's. Lindsay Lohan also released a new song. Did you know this?
I did not. I have not been keeping up with Lindsay Lohan, so this will be enlightening.
Well, the world has been trying to thrust Lohan back into our... into our lives. Her new song is called Xanax, like the pill. It's also an anagram. No, a palindrome. Is that what that is? Palindrome. We are now what I believe is the genesis of her comeback. I think this is now the beginning of like Lindsay Lohan is finally kind of getting her shit together and attempting to return. And the song is not good. It is a terrible, terrible song.
That's unfortunate.
It is really bad. It's pretty brutal. Also, the term social anxiety doesn't sound as good when you're attempting to make it catchy. I promise you.
Is that a thing?
It is a lyric in the song, and it just sounds so bad. She says, I have social anxiety. She says it like that. I have social anxiety. And she's just trying to make it catchy. Like, no one wants to sing this.
That's unfortunate.
It's just...
Well, that must be why I have not heard about this.
Yeah, even the auto-tune on that song stopped auto-tuning of how bad this fucking song is. But I think anyone saying that it's a bop is lying to themselves. And it's just trying to create clout for this woman to come back.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it's like the Tyra Banks meme. Like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for
How
you.
How dare you? Also, Lindsay Lohan is on the Masked Singer Australia version.
Why can't the American version get, like, interesting judges?
Yeah. I mean, it is a fun show. It's probably one of the funnest shows I've seen in a while.
I didn't really enjoy it because I didn't really know who anyone was.
It's ridiculous. Because you don't know.
I don't know
You
people.
Don't know anything.
I don't know.
you don't know pop culture. LaToya Jackson was on last season. And she was one of them. And someone...
Jackson, TP.
It was like Jenny McCarthy had assumed it was a Jackson or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like... My thing is, it's just like you've had to... I hate love the all the clues. I'm just like, you know, it's
yeah.
But I like LaToya Jackson, like the low tier Jackson.
Yeah. It does get annoying after a while where, like, after every single performance, the judges are like, I need to figure out who it is. I can't figure it out. And it's like, yep, that's the point of the show.
I don't know who this is.
Oh my God, who is this?
I love that Robin Thicke is on it. And
he's honestly so uninteresting.
We've forgiven him for making the theme song for Rape.
What was that one judge? He was on a few episodes of the first season. I want to say his first name was like Joey or something like that.
Joey Fatone.
No.
Why didn't they get him? That's what I'm wondering. Joey Fatone's not doing anything. Nicole Scherzinger, Ken Jeong. Mm. Who was the first, like, who was on there? Nick Cannon? Well, he's hosting. No. Never mind. Sorry. I don't know.
They were like a guest judge. They were only in like two episodes, maybe?
We're getting very sidetracked, but yes.
I need to know now, though.
No, there's only... Oh, guest judge is guest one. Judge, who's see? The guest judge?
Google it.
Joe McHale? Yeah, Joe McHale.
Yeah, Joe McHale.
And J.B. Smooth.
He was my favorite judge because he was the one
who was
like keeping it real.
Joe McHale's funny.
Part of him looked like he didn't want to be there, but he was like owning it in a way that was really funny to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm here because my agent made me, but I'm not in.
I'm contracted to do this.
Right. And he's not like in a way where it's like, I'm just going to be really awful in this because I want to be here. It was more of a like, I'm just going to be the sarcastic energy that this show needs.
Yes.
And I appreciated that because everyone else was like so like, oh my God, you did such a good job, and like all this other stuff, and he's just like, look,
we have completely gone off the rails into talking about
this isn't a Masked Singer episode.
No, this is an episode on Lindsay Lohan.
What the heck?
Whoa! Surprise.
Surprise
segue. Talking about the 2000s, there's no. I haven't said it yet. So you can't live. You can't have lived through the 2000s without having lived and watching the rise and fall and potential rise again of Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Really, yep. Watching this girl, literally the metaphor for falling from grace. This homegirl was at the fucking top of everything. Of, I wouldn't say music, but films,
Mean Girls.
Like
mean
it was,
girls.
And then she fell hard, like if you jumped off a building and hit the pavement head first.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brutal her fall was, and just having to look into her history is overwhelming because it feels infinite.
It feels traumatic. Like I don't know if I want to go look into it because I feel like
it makes me want to go to therapy.
Right? Yeah.
It's so horrific. And I'm just probably hyping it up to admit how bad it is, but I'm just like, this is a woman that like recently lived in like Egypt or something and started speaking in a Middle Eastern accent to people in like Syria somewhere. And it's just like, is this still the mean girl? Like, is this still the confession of a teenage drama queen? Like, I think Freaky Friday was a biography. Mm. And her body was switched with someone else's and has just lost control since 2003.
See, this is why we need to do a conspiracy theory episode, too.
Here's my conspiracy theory. I was going to get to it later, but I'll just say it now. I think there are two of her, and the Parent Trap wasn't CGI, that there are two Lindsay Lohans, and the good one is somewhere in Omaha, Nebraska, living her life, and the other one is chilling with the Prince of Saudi Arabia somewhere.
Oh my God.
Because she is linked to the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Like, how the fuck do you get access to this guy? He's a prince of, like, of a horrible, you know, royalty in Saudi Arabia. And she was, like, quote-unquote, potentially going out with this guy.
Dude, I don't
know. Like,
what
the fuck?
I don't know.
So, let's start at the beginning before all this mess. Because the more I talk about current Lindsay, the more I see gray hairs appearing out of Catherine's head. So, as most young Hollywood talent, you start off doing commercials. You're signed to modeling agencies early. She started when she was 3. So, she had no time to say no to any of this shit. She was just, right from the beginning, acting commercials. She was in pizza commercials, Calvin Klein, Abercrombie, even did a Jell-O commercial with the one and only Mr. Bill Cosby.
Oof.
Yeah. If she was 17, this would be a different story. I've done one page of research because there are tens of pages of research to go through this woman.
Oh, I believe.
In 1998, she starred in the classic undervalued Parent Trap.
Classic.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Do you still...
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing through. I've seen the whole thing through
at least four times.
If I have, it's been a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I was a young child.
It's also kind of like I saw it as a kid when it first came out and then watched it over and over as the years went on. And so I've seen it multiple times. She played the dual twin roles. It was like one girl. So for the longest time, I thought there were two of them.
Right. Like Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. But there are two of Mary-Kate and Ashley's. But I thought there were two
of Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah. There's a pair. There's a pair. It's like having a spare tire.
I hate it.
And so for the longest time, I thought there were two Lindsay Lohans. And now I think there are two Lindsay Lohans. I think there are. And so she did more Disney Channel original movies, life-size with Tyra Banks.
Love a good DCOM. Life-size is a classic.
Classic.
Absolutely a classic.
And Get a Clue, which never seen. Have you seen?
No.
I've never seen. And in 2003, she did the ever classic movie, Freaky Friday.
I watched the shit out of that movie. I've seen that movie
a million times.
So many times.
I've seen
so
a movie a handful times. Of times. It is.
I've seen it a lot. I loved that movie when I was a kid. And I also feel like it was always like any place you went, like all my friends owned the movie. When I go on like beach trips with my family, whatever house we had the movie. Everyone had this movie.
It is a very well-rounded.
And it was on TV all the time.
No one can hate this movie kind of movie.
It's still such a classic, too.
It was a smash hit. The whole movie was made on $20 million. It made $160 million.
If you were to right now be like, let's watch Freaky Friday, I'd be like, yes, screw packing. I don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah, you don't need to pack
Freaky
anymore.
Friday right now.
I mean, why pack? You're already in Atlanta.
Yes, like, you're right.
You're already here.
I'm sorry, did I say pack? I meant unpack.
Unpack. Come on. And then she started getting into music. And so
her music career is what I don't know a lot about.
It is interesting. So she recorded early on. She just started doing songs. They wanted her to do more like songs for like Radio Disney. And so she puts like a few songs in there. And then she recorded four songs for the very much much underappreciated film Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, which the original role was for Hilary Duff. But Lindsay Lohan was always Plan B to Hilary Duff.
Right.
Always Plan B. Hilary Duff is the alpha. And
yeah, it's
1,000%. She is the alpha.
What's the show? Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh,
Also, they're bringing that back.
Oh, really?
And it's a continuation. It is Lindsay as an adult trying to make it in New York.
Hmm.
And so it'll have more mature themes. I'm just like, I'm 1,000% ready for this fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
When they announced that, I'm like, Disney Plus can do anything with Star Wars, Mandalorian, mm-hmm. but the fact that they're making an adult version of Lizzie McGuire with adult issues, and that's what the world needs.
It's looking at all the people who grew up with Lizzie McGuire and was like, look, you struggling young adults, I see you.
As long as they bring back the little cartoon drawing of her.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not Lizzie McGuire without the cartoon.
Without the little cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring back the original cast. Where's Gordo? Where's your dad? Where's your mom? Your brother? All those people. Bring those people back. In 2004, she dropped the album that will be playing at Catherine's funeral called Speak. Speak.
Bark.
Speak. Speak. It's a stupid album title.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Do you remember the song Rumors, though?
I I think so. Rumors. I'd have to hear it.
So when she got, she was getting like tame slutty.
Oh boy.
It's like 2000 slutty is like the peak.
Like
it's
can't like, be tamed Miley Cyrus.
Can't be tamed. Can't be tamed. I am quote unquote turking Miley Cyrus. And it is quite a time to watch this music video. It is frightening of how young I was. Look at this. This is like all like Fame is chasing me. And it's her looking like mess. Look at this. The entire music video was all directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah, really.
Look at those warm skin tones.
The quick cuts and everything.
The cleavage. It is. This is intense. This is not. This is Lindsay to like.
Yo, did you know? What was I going to say? So the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, in one of the scenes where they're like sitting down and talking, there are more cuts per like averaging more cuts
oh, yeah.
per minute
I've heard of that.
Than there are during like a action scene in from a Michael Bay movie.
Also, the
which is crazy.
The person who did the editing for the film apologized for how many cuts there were.
It was a lot.
I love you can tell how dated this fucking music video is because she whips out a snapshot camera.
Oh my god.
And walks away.
If everything else didn't
Look
tell you
this.
How dated it was.
Look at this. I mean, if nothing else, like her hair, the wardrobe, the leather wristband. Like, homegirl, how old is homegirl in this fucking thing? She's not old enough to be. She is old enough to go to an 18 and over club, not a 21 and over club. So, that is the music industry for you. So, she continued on to just do music, do Herbie Fully Loaded, which was. You know, okay.
It's another classic.
It is a children's film. Yeah, and so her music still garnered success, even though it was critically panned. No one liked that album. Anyone with taste didn't like the album. The one thing that they all... The general thing was she's not a bad singer, but she's not amazing.
It's not like a... Maybe this shouldn't be your career, but like if you could do a role that required you to sing.
She's like the one friend, you know? She's like the one friend you bring to karaoke who sings pretty good.
Right, but it's like because there are a lot of people who can sing like...
Yeah, there are people who can hold a tune.
But that doesn't mean they should like make a career out of it, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And that's where I think American Idol, you get all those people who are like, I can sing, and you're like, well, you're okay.
I mean,
like you can hold a tune.
If five people told you you could sing, you can't sing. You know, that's not how this shit works. Let's see. Let's talk about, of course, Mean Girls.
You gotta.
That spurred the career of... Who else is in this movie? It spurred the careers of Rachel McAdams. And that's about it. what else is her face? Amanda Seyfried? Seyfried? Okay. Yes. And so this movie is ever classic, constantly quoted by our generation. It will never die.
It really never will.
This movie will never die.
It's such a classic movie.
It is classic, classic. I think this is her peak.
Yeah, like, you know that meme where it's like, oh, like this should be studied in every film school or whatever?
Mean Girls should be studied
like,
in every film
school. If you want to make successful film... Stop watching, like...
Art House.
Yeah.
Stop watching...
Watch Mean Girls.
Don't watch Moonlight. Watch Mean Girls.
You trying to make art or are you trying to make money?
Exactly. If you have sex, you will die. That gym teacher scene...
It's
and
so
like
good.
That's my favorite scene.
All right, now everyone come get a condom.
Ever.
And
she didn't even go here.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked away.
To say that one.
Oh my so god, weird. It is. One of my favorite lines off that movie was when he's at the talent show and he's like, "Don't look at me."
Yeah.
<It's>
so good.
Don't look at me. I've definitely said that on so many occasions. Yeah. So this is her rise in fame, and as she blows up, the paparazzi. L.A. Hollywood life starts to take form and starts to really take over this woman. And
R.I.P.
Yeah, it's just... It's kind of sad to watch her do this because at the time, she was only 17. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not psychologically prepared to handle all this shit, especially if you don't have the right people around you. If you don't have a way to get out... If you're constantly, like, in Hollywood and shit, you're just surrounded by this shit all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you're, like, in the middle of Ohio, like, no one's gonna bug you. Or, like, Montana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Lindsay Lohan became the first, in 2005, became the first to have a My Scene celebrity doll by Mattel. Remember My Scene?
I do, yeah.
That is disturbing.
It was some awful stuff.
That is scary. Scary, scary. My Scene Goes Hollywood, the movie. That's horrifying. Her second album, A Little More Personal, in parentheses, Raw. That should have just been the name, Raw. Confessions of a Broken Heart, Daughter to Father. Ooh. Her fucking dad is a fucking... That's another podcast. That
just
guy,
on her dad.
That guy is a fucking mess. That guy is a grade A asshole. When you think of exploiting... When parents that exploit their children, it's this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
This man is terrible. And equally as terrible is this album. This album is not good. This is terrible. This is really bad. It was this album was previewed. The album release was previewed at AOL Music's First Listen.
Ew.
Ah, dating.
AOL.
AOL, baby. Yes, 1,000 free minutes. Also, if you're listening to us on AOL using the internet of 100 free minutes or whatever, you know.
Is that a thing?
I mean, it was. Mm. Not anymore. Her sister is also on that song, Ali Lohan. The video is a dramatization of the pain Lohan said her family suffered at the hands of her father. It was her first song to chart on the Billboard 100, peaking at 57. Which is, does not say much about her singing career, I think. Mm. She did another movie called Just My Luck, which is not good. Like I said, Mean Girls is her peak.
Mm-hmm.
It is her
all
peak.
Downhill from there.
It is all downhill from fucking there. There was another movie she did called Prairie Home Companion.
That sounds awful. I don't know what it is, but it sounds awful.
It sounds boring. It sounds like a movie made in Georgia.
There are no prairies in Georgia.
Where are there prairies at?
Like Midwest.
It's still, I feel like anywhere that's not here just should have a prairie somewhere.
Okay, Jason. The geography skills.
That's true. Lohan's next appearance was in Chapter 27. That is a autobiographical movie about the guy who shot John Lennon, where Jared Leto gained like 50 pounds. Like, he got fat. He actually got fat to play the dude. Fucking Mark David Chapman. Georgia Rule, which was not good.
I do love Jane Fonda.
Let's just say that this woman... Like, have you seen the movie I Know Who Killed Me?
No.
It was like this horror drama where she tries to find out who killed her. And there's just a downhill of this woman. Of like, you know, it's kind of sad to watch.
Because
you see so much promise and hope in a young star. And she's really talented acting.
Right.
She was really talented. Like, she could fucking act.
Yeah.
But it's just having poor choice in roles and...
Which, like, is it her fault or is it, like, whoever was managing her or, you know?
Right? It might be a combination, I think.
Because she was at that height where it's like, I doubt she was doing everything. Like, she was not doing everything.
No, she wasn't controlling anything. Yeah. And so, past the mid-early 2000s, past all that, we're kind of entering into the rough edges of Lohan-isms.
Mm-hmm.
The Lohan mania. It's not even mania. She basically does random shit. Like, she takes a journey to India and films it for the BBC. And she tries to solve human trafficking in India and tries to see what that's all about. And she was like, I hope my presence in India will bring awareness to the really important issues raised in making this film. But I don't believe that at all, because it's Lindsay Lohan. It's really brutal. And she can't make music. It's so bad. She was, I do remember her being in Machete. She played some drug king's, drug pin's daughter. And then she had made out with him and made out with a machete in the pool with her mom. So it was like, ooh, this weird threesome.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it was really, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then I was talking about this earlier off air. We were talking about that movie she did with James Dean. Not E-A-E-E-N, the porn star James Dean. Fucking asshole. And so that movie was also bad. It was on YouTube for a bit, and I saw that like years ago. It was so fucking bad. I was bored. I was like, oh, it's like Lindsay Lohan's making a comeback with movies, and it was like a dark thing. It was like filmed in LA in the hills. I'm like, I'll watch this shit. And it was bad. It's not fun. Homegirl has had so much legal issues and rehab and all this nonsense. This woman has been arrested over 10 times.
Jeez.
1,000%. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. God. She had a free video game app, pay to play. Lindsay Lohan's The Price of Fame. These are just future written autobiographies about her. Confessions of like a girl, a mother to daughter, a daughter to father. And then Price of Fame. It's just, I think this is a cry for help.
Yeah.
I think this is what this is. How was your kind of experience going through the Lohan time?
I mean, I wasn't really necessarily closely following her so much. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what's in my brain kind of lumps her in with the whole Britney.
Yeah.
And Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's those three. I think those are the big three that just sort of went from, like,
stardom to, like,
to hell.
Because I think the one person that has come on top of this more than the others, I think, is Amanda Bynes. Because
what is she up to now?
She went to rehab, and I think she's attempting to come back into television. Mm. But I know she was doing a fashion line. And she was doing school. I think she was trying to get her master's or something. So she was, like, going away from this shit and just, like, trying to take it slow. And so she is slowly kind of going to be trickling into slowly.
Did I ever tell you about how me and some old roommates I lived with years ago went on an Amanda Bynes movie binge?
For
a month, like, every movie we saw was part of her filmography. But, like, none of it was on purpose. Like, it wasn't on purpose. We just realized we watched three or four movies in a row that all
started.
She's
the man.
Yeah, so then we were like, let's just keep going and just keep watching them. So we did.
Amanda Bynes.
We watched a ton of her filmography.
I feel like that's what our listeners should do, is just like really check out a good Amanda Bynes movie.
Yeah. Because
she has made good movies.
She has. She truly has.
Made
She's
solid.
The Man is a classic. I actually really want to rewatch
She's
it.
She's the Man is a very good movie.
That was my first time seeing it.
Honestly, she was progressive before progressive was even part of our vocabulary.
It's true, yeah. She's the Man, that's the one where she plays soccer, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the only, like, soccer movies that exist. There's so few movies about
it. It is the soccer version of Motocrossed.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that movie? It was a DCOM.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't compete because she was a girl, so she cut her hair and competed as a guy in dirt bike racing.
Yeah.
And those still are just, one of my favorite movies.
And those are just the sports versions of Mulan.
Look at that! It's amazing how art just repeats itself.
It's true.
Yeah, so also in 2017, I did not notice until just now, Lohan announced she was starting a lifestyle site called Premium with an extra E. Which subscribers could access for $2.99 a month.
Do you think anyone uses that?
Someone has to. I'm sure it's dead. Let's talk about this fucking woman's personal life, because Jesus Christ. Strap in, guys. Alright. In 2007, Lohan's home was robbed, burglared by the Bling Ring. You know the movie?
Oh my god.
The girl robbed Lindsay Lohan. That chick robbed Lindsay Lohan. Consider Lohan to be their ultimate conquest. Video surveillance of the burglary recorded at Lohan's home played a large role in breaking the case. Speaking about her sexual orientation, Lohan said that she was not a lesbian. When asked she was bi in 2008, she was like, maybe, yeah. Adding, I don't want to classify myself. However, in 2013, she says, I know I'm straight. I have made out with girls before. and I had a relationship with a girl. I think I was looking for something different. She was just bi-curious. She was just going through a phase.
You can be open-minded and like test it out and then be like, I don't think this is for me. Yeah. But you know, at least she's open-minded. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe now later she'll be like, no, I actually found this girl that I am into.
Here's what she's not open-minded about. Lohan was studying Islam and considered converting into Islam. Lohan bin Salman? You know what I mean? Like, Abdullah Lohan? What in the fuck? Like, oh my god. Sister Lohan going to mosque. Oh man. Could you imagine her on set praying 5 times a day?
Would she though?
I think she would. It's just, she is so fucking... It is... You just want to let people live their lives, but it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? And along those lines, Lohan received scrutiny for defending Harvey Weinstein, whom she worked with on several films, and for saying that his wife, Georgina Chapman, should stay with him, since Weinstein was accused of, like, rape and harassment and all this shit. She later clarified, saying, I'm saddened to hear about the allegations against my former colleague, Harvey Weinstein. As someone who has lived their life in a public eye, I feel that allegations should always be made to authorities, not played out in the media. There's no defending this woman anymore. So as you can see, throughout the podcast, we've started off high, and we've now reached a low. And here's a new low. You're really quiet. Here's a new low.
I don't have much to say right now.
Lohan garnered controversy and scrutiny after she live-streamed herself attempting to lead away a homeless woman's children on Instagram Live because she thought she was saving Syrian refugees.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wait, I think I heard
about
that.
You heard about this shit, right?
I did hear about that,
This was literally a year ago. She accused a woman of child trafficking and dubs a family Syrian refugees. The situation has been regarded as an attempted kidnapping. And suspicions have arisen that Lohan was intoxicated. She fucking tried to kidnap a kid that she thought was being child trafficked, but no evidence to suggest that whatsoever, and said, I'm saving a Syrian refugee. If privilege was seen so blatant, it is this.
Yeah.
It is white savior times a million. Times a million.
Yeah, that's... God. Mm. Yeah. Lindsay, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Let's go through her dating life. This is fun. She went out with Wilmer Valderrama in 2004. She was 17, I believe. Barely 18. And this dude's like in his late 20s. Iffy. After their breakup, she wrote her second single, Over, which was about the experience of going out with a Latino. Lohan dated Hard Rock Cafe heir to the throne, Harry Morton. And then she dated an infamous relationship, DJ Samantha Ronson, for a whole year. I remember this being such a heated relationship thing. This was all over the tabloids. Samantha Ronson is Mark Ronson's older sister or younger sister. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, so they are related. In April 2009, following her breakup with Ronson, Lohan appeared in a dating video spoofed on the comedy website Funny or Die. It was viewed 2.7 million times in the first week and received favorable comments from her performance and all this shit. She dated a Russian millionaire, owner of the real estate agency Home House Estates, which is a stupid name for a company. Mm. And blah, 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 blah. They broke up mid-June 2017, accusing Igor of abuse and accusing him of stealing 24 euros worth of his belongings. Lohan spoke about her turbulent childhood in 2007, the same year her parents finalized a divorce. I feel like a second parent in the sense that I helped raise my family. I was put between my mother and father a lot. Despite the conflicts, Lohan speaks very fondly of her family, except her dad. That dude is a dick. You know, he is a brutal man. She's been on so many drugs. She's been to AA, rehab a million times.
I mean, her Wikipedia page is very long.
Dude, it is, like, unbearably long. Lohan was arrested on charges of DUI. This woman has, so, for 6 years, this woman went through in and out of rehab.
Yeah.
But that's Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're
yeah.
in and out all the fucking time.
Yeah. Part of the culture.
Part of the culture out down there. You're really blending into Georgia. You're really blending in.
Get Out.
Get Out. Great movie. Yeah. That's Lindsay Lohan. I think, you know, early, mid-2000s, I think if she had quit, we would have much fond. I think if she just had way better people around her, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, even if she was also making bad choices, in theory, she would have an agent / manager.
Someone.
Who would try and protect her and keep her from doing at least some things.
But it's also
minimum,
just,
like, bad work, you know?
Or just, like, move.
Yeah, cause especially after Mean Girls, like, she had to have options, so why was she doing
that? Dude, she was Mean Girls, stuff, top right? of the world, could do anything.
Exactly. And so, like, I think part of it isn't, like, on her. I think part of it is definitely on the people who worked for her, whose jobs are to look out for her and her career, you know?
And
they didn't do that.
It is a very great metaphor. Well, it's a great anecdote for what the machine of media and Hollywood is. Just, like, they will build you up. Throw things at you, cater you, love you, and then once you slip up, they will fucking throw you away.
Yeah, so quick.
Because they don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And the world doesn't need Lindsay Lohan anymore. But she's coming back.
But, excuse me, but we will always like Mean Girls and
Freaky Friday. We will always love pre-druggy Lindsay Lohan.
That's true.
But, you know, maybe she will shock us. This year, maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe she'll come up with a Christmas album.
Oh my god. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Mariah Carey's coming out, re-releasing her Christmas album this year.
Oh, really?
Which is fucking stupid.
Jeez.
It's just All I Want for Christmas is You, 5 different remix versions.
That's all you need. Well, it's like a Lil Nas. It's like Lil Nas releasing like 20 remixes of Old Town Road. Which I think is so funny. I think it's the funniest
thing. He knows his meme.
It's like every week it's just a new remix, and I appreciate that.
Let's compare socks.
I got chickens, you got pizza.
Yeah, I live in Atlanta now. Oh, no. this is wild.
We keep making the joke.
I know. They don't know. We could have taken a big road trip right now and just, like, you know.
Records in a car again.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun. I think that's one of my favorite episodes.
That was fun, yeah.
Recording in a fucking car.
We should make another playlist episode sometime.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A playlist episode. What's a good thing to do? Also, we're done talking about Lindsay Lohan.
in case that wasn't clear.
God, yeah. I think our next episode should be on Taylor Swift.
Okay. I can work for that.
I think we're ready to peak. Yeah. I think we're ready to blow
to
up.
To fight. When we aren't physically close by, so.
I think that's the only way we can fight, is through
just,
distance.
Like, angrily hangs up Google Hangout.
Yeah. You know what? Click.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's it. That's how we hang up in the 21st century, is duking.
Yeah.
And tapping. And exiting. Yes, so join us in next episode when we talk about Taylor fucking
T Swift.
And I am one of the people that supported Kanye in interrupting her. I was totally fine with that. I saw that live.
Thank you for your statement, Jason.
It was amazing. If I could relive that moment in person, I fucking would.
Okay, Jason.
Beyonce didn't stop him. She let that shit happen. You know why? Because she fucking told him to go up there.
Uh-huh.
1000% I believe that. He had swirls in his hair. And she was like, so I believe, conspiracy theory, I believe Beyonce told him to go the fuck up there and go interrupt this bitch. And he was like, yeah, you right. And just fucking walked up there and interrupted Taylor Swift.
Chaotic.
1000%. Which is what Taylor Swift is, chaotic.
I've seen so much of this paper towel commercial.
We've seen it at least 3 times today.
Yeah.
So, on that note, bless up. See ya. Also, before we leave, there's one thing I want to clarify. On our description for the sex tape episode, Catherine said, I said, that Kim Kardashian's sex tape was as important as the birth of Jesus Christ.
It's an actual quote you say during the episode. I wrote it down.
I did say that?
Yes, and I said and I said that's going to be the description of the episode, and that's why I made it the description.
I didn't
of the
episode. Finish listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I told my girlfriend I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, you said it.
I did say it. So.
It's recorded.
So. You know what? You know what? I'm right. You know what? Jesus. Fuck it. I'm right. I'll take it.
You're garbage.
I'll take it.
You're garbage.
I can't wait to tell my coworkers what I said.
Oh my god.
I mean, it is a solid quote. If I had a biography, I mean,
it's not the first offensive thing you've said in this podcast.
It is not, and it will not be the last. Is it offensive?
To certain people, which again, a lot of the things you say, they're not offensive to everyone. Definitely offensive to some people.
Is it offensive?
Yes.
And
that's the
no, it's not. All right, cool. So next episode, Taylor Swift. We will be recording remotely.
Hell yeah.
Remotely. Have fun on your trip.
My trip?
Your trip. Your movie.
Thank you.
Have fun in Atlanta. Atlanta, check out Catherine at your nearest dive bar drinking.
TBH, yeah. That's the mood.
Yeah. If you can find her, dude, you're the new host.
Oh my god.
The mantle is passed.
I hate it. I'm gonna have people stalking me in Atlanta.
Dude.
Start hiding my face.
Dude, it's happening.
Walking around like Shia LaBeouf with a paper bag over my head.
I am not an artist. Oh my god. Ah, Shia LaBeouf would be a great episode. Alright.
Bye.
Bye.